The ninth day of the blessed month of Bauna, the departure of Samuel the prophet. On this day, about 1,000 years before the time of Jesus, the upright and great Samuel the prophet departed. This righteous man was born in Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim. His father's name was Elkanah, and his mother was Hannah. She was barren, and by continual prayers, the Lord gave her Samuel. She raised him in her house for 3 years, and then she offered him to the temple of God as she had vowed before she conceived him. He served Eli the priest until he grew up. Eli's two sons had behaved badly and defiled the temple. While Samuel was still very young and laying down to sleep, the Lord called Samuel, and young Samuel answered, "Here I am." He thought it was Eli who was calling him, and so he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And Eli said, "I did not call. Lay down again." And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Now go lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again a third time. Then Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his bed. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered back, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." This is from the book of Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. Afterward, the Lord commanded Samuel to anoint Saul, the son of Kish, a king for Israel. When Saul disobeyed the Lord, Samuel anointed David, the son of Jesse, a king by the command of the Lord. He prophesied and judged for the people of Israel for 20 years. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Saint Lucilianus and four others with him were martyred. He was a priest for the idols during the reign of Emperor Aurelius Caesar. He witnessed the torturing of the martyrs, their beating and burning and being hacked into pieces. He also witnessed many being thrown into the fire, but without being harmed. He marveled and realized that his idols, made of stone, did not possess the power to do likewise, and the God that does these signs is the true God. Straightway he cried, saying, "I am Christian, I am Christian." The guard seized him and brought him before the emperor, who rebuked him for that. He promised him many gifts and then threatened him. Lucilianus refused to back down from his announcement of his Christian faith, and so the emperor ordered that he be tortured severely and cast into prison. Then the emperor brought him again with four Christians and threw them all into the fire. God sent a heavy rain, and it quenched the fire. Finally, they hung Lucilianus on a wooden cross and nailed his body with heavy nails. And so Lucilianus delivered up his soul into the hand of the Lord. As for the other four, they cut off their heads, and they all received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Today, we also celebrate the commemoration of the relocation of the relics of St. Mercurius Abu Safain to his church in Cairo. That was during the papacy of Pope Ioannis, the 94th Pope of Alexandria. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.